Locally sourced news and info to drive you home.
Local news is like the most important stuff to me.
Steph Lucas on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1.
Welcome back to the Steph Lucas Show. I'm making phone calls, getting the scoop. On the phone with me right now is we have Kayla from Power to Parent, and she lives here in Idaho. We're going to have a discussion about critical race theory. Kayla, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, considering the news cycle. I'm doing all right. It's been a weird news day. Right. So we were talking during the commercial. You live in Idaho. You moved here from Nevada, and then you moved to Idaho. And before you moved to Idaho, you were part of a group called Power to Parent. So let's hear about that.
Yeah, so I joined Power to Parent as a parent member because they were doing some incredible work in Nevada. And so I wanted to support them and then also learn how to advocate for my parental voice and for my children. And so I just started to get involved with them, and I became a part of their parent army, if you will. And then I just developed a friendship with the founders and just kept in touch with them. However, you know, once I moved to Nevada, to Idaho from Nevada, what I thought was, I thought I was moving into a state that respected parental rights. And so when I moved, my friends at that point said, well, you're going to go to a great state. You know, God bless you. You're lucky. You know, we're still fighting the battle here in Nevada. I soon realized that we had a big problem on our hands here. And that's when I reached out to my friends, the founders of the organization Power to Parent in Nevada. And I said, we need your help. And they said, well, great, because we're already launching chapters in different states. So, you know, I kind of talked to them about what was happening here, all of the issues that I saw. I started getting involved with a lot of parent groups. And I just realized that this wasn't the state that I thought it was.
Okay, let's talk about that. So you get here and you started realizing it wasn't the state you thought it was. What happened to make you think that?
Okay. Well, so let me just say, I pulled my kids out of school, you know, during the whole COVID fiasco. And my kids did not want to do the hybrid learning or the distance ed. I started homeschooling my kids. However, my kids were miserable. They hated homeschooling. And they said, Mom, we want to go back to public school. And so when we moved here, I said, okay, let's consider it. So I started to look at different areas, different school districts. I started joining different parent groups because I wanted to know what's the best school district. We were just renting at the time. Where should we eventually buy a house? And I got engaged. And that's when I started to see all of the issues. So I started to see the first thing that I saw were parents posting pictures of content that was inside of their child's classroom. And all of it looked like the critical race theory. A lot of social justice books. And they were also posting screenshots and pictures of, you know, grammar assignments. And that's when the alarm went off.
Okay. And so this was at a school district here in Idaho that you were seeing this.
Yeah, several school districts. Everywhere from Coeur d'Alene, because I'm a part of different parent groups. Everywhere from Coeur d'Alene to Nampa to where I currently live, which is in Caldwell, to Boise, different parent groups that I'm involved in. I started to see this across the board. And then there were other groups, Stephanie, that I was involved in, like just church groups and, you know, moms groups. And I started to see the same thing show up. Different people, different areas.
So you knew the drill with this, and you called Power to Parent.
I knew. Yeah, I called my friends and said, guess what? We're in trouble, and we need your help. And it was right after the issues that were happening in Nampa when their parental rights were being infringed upon. I started going to meetings, even though I wasn't living, although I wasn't living in Nampa. And I started to get involved with these parents. And I saw what they were going through, and I realized we need help here because what we found was there were a lot of parent groups, unorganized, all of these different parent groups. Everyone's scrambling. No one knows what to do. You know, every man for himself. And I realized that that model, that Power to Parent model in Nevada worked. And so I knew at that point that we needed to get organized.
Okay. So what's the model of Power to Parent?
Well, what Power to Parent does is they equip, train, and that's our motto, we equip, train, mobilize parents, and we empower them to advocate for their children and their parental voice.
Mm-hmm.
We help them to work smarter, not harder.
Okay.
We show them where to focus their efforts, how to talk to legislators if that's necessary, how to deal with your school boards, when to protest, when not to protest. Is protest even effective? And so what does that look like? There's so many different aspects of advocating for your children. And so we just take everything that we've done in Nevada. We look at the successful model. We look at what worked, what didn't work,
mm-hmm.
and we help the parents to learn, from all of our mistakes so that they don't have to reinvent the wheel and go through the same things that we went through when we were getting the parent organization started.
Right. And so this was in an effort to kind of rid schools of this, critical race theory, what other issues were going on?
It's anything that infringes upon parental rights.
I see. Okay.
That's what we focus on. CRT is a hot topic right now because it is an infringement upon parental rights. Teaching your child about social justice should be a parental choice.
Right.
Because social justice looks differently for everyone now, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And so we work with anything that is an infringement upon parental rights. And in essence, Stephanie,
mm-hmm.
we're building a parent army that we can mobilize at any time.
Well, it's needed right now, certainly in school districts across the country. Back in the winter, spring of 2021, there was a lot of, well, that's not happening in Idaho. That's not happening. It is. It is happening. So let's talk about, how did you apply this to an Idaho level? What work have you done so far?
Oh, there's so much work. I'm still trying to figure out Idaho because it's a whole different animal out here because of all of these different parent groups that we're working with. So I can tell you what we've done so far. We have some parent groups that have identified school board candidates. Recognizing that more parents need to get involved on the local level, identifying mm-hmm. school board candidates and putting them with people that will help train them to run for school board. So that's one of the things that we're working on. Another thing that we're working on is what we call a parent leadership academy. So I've been working with parents individually,
mm-hmm.
although they're not even signed up for Power to Parent, just working with them individually. Well, how do you talk to your school board? You know, should you show up to a school board meeting? How do you, decorum during the meeting? And so we've been doing that with parent groups. I'm working with like NAMPA, they're officially NAMPA Power to Parent.
Uh-huh.
What they've done is they have been pulling curriculum, identifying what we believe is CRT under what's called SEL,
mm-hmm.
social emotional learning.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing is they're pulling curriculum, putting in public records requests, and they're posting all of these things. They're making parents aware, we're not crazy. This stuff does exist in the schools, and here it is, and here's the proof.
Right.
So it all depends. And then there's a lot of other different parent groups that are now starting to form chapters that we're working with. We're working on getting the mask mandate dropped mm-hmm. in Caldwell right now. So that's what we're working on. And also Weezer parents are also on board with that. And so we have now a Weezer chapter as well.
Okay.
So we have Weezer and we have Caldwell. We have NAMPA.
Wow.
And Weezer parents it's moving fast.
Okay.
It's growing rapidly right
well
now.
And what's happened over the last since about March of 2020 has certainly laid bare the importance of parents and monitoring the public school system and what's happening there. And then of course I feel like I have to do this disclaimer every time. My kids have had a lot of positive experiences with teachers are mm-hmm. great, but I feel like I have to do this disclaimer, like, look, it's about parents' rights and how parents interact with school boards and look at public school board policy. This is not, I don't know why it always turns into this attack on teachers. Do you have any information on that or any ideas on why that always seems to come into play?
Well, I think parents look for someone to blame. Mm-hmm. And because the teachers are there doing what they're paid to do and they're doing their job. And so I was a substitute teacher in Nevada for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I wanted to become a full-time teacher. And then I realized there was a big problem. It wasn't my fellow teachers. It was administration. Right. It was just administration. I had a problem. And I have a big mouth and I'm going to speak my piece. And if I see something that's wrong, I'm going to talk about it.
Good for you.
But there's an administration problem, right? And so teachers get handed down. They have to follow what they're told.
Right.
Sometimes they can't even deviate from curriculum. They have to teach to the standards. I was told to teach to the standards when I had eighth graders reading on the third grade level. I couldn't deviate from it. That's when I knew it was time for me to walk away.
Right.
And so I know a lot of teachers are to blame because they are the ones that are on the front line.
Uh-huh.
They are the first point of contact. Mm-hmm. For parents.
Sure.
And parents want them to do more, but mm-hmm. their hands are tied. Now, are there some teachers out there that have gone rogue?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, there
sure.
are.
Sure.
But it's not a glamorous position, Stephanie. Most
yeah.
teachers love what they do, and
Absolutely.
They love the children.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm glad we just spoke about that briefly. And, you know, I've spoken with Dr. Rebecca Good. She's been an educator. She said, look, you have to go up to the chain of command. You do have to speak with the teacher first, but then you
yes.
go to the principal. And then, you know, that sort of thing. And that's how you navigate the hierarchy of public
yes.
schools. Let's talk about, and you're with infringing on parental rights is what
yes.
Power to Parent really focuses on. When Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeehan announced back in the spring mm-hmm. that they would be having hearings on indoctrination, on things like critical race theory, mm-hmm. socialism, Marxism in schools, was your group interested?
Well, at that time, we were just getting started. So mm-hmm. I would say that it wasn't a Power to Parent thing. It was a Kayla Dunn thing as a
right.
African-American woman
mm-hmm.
with African-American children.
Mm-hmm.
So as a parent, I was appalled that I saw this stuff I saw all of the evidence of this being taught in schools, and I wanted to know more about what she was doing
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to see and watch, and then I wanted to know about how I can get involved and if this was indeed being taught in the schools, what I can do to stop it.
Right. Okay. So where has Power to Parent gone just basically over the last spring and this summer, and now we're back in school? Where's Power to Parent at in Idaho right now?
Maybe I don't understand your question.
Oh, okay.
Can you ask
so
again?
There seems that, yeah. So are you recruiting parents right now?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. So, yes, we are in a kind of a get-to-know-me phase.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, we just popped out of nowhere. And so people are learning more about Power to Parent.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting ready to host a town hall where we are going to be introducing some school board candidates on both sides. So it's nonpartisan. And we are going to start hosting some get to know me events where we're going to set up tables where. So what we're doing is we're just building relationships with parents right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're showing them how we can come alongside them and help them not dismantle their current group, but
mm-hmm.
just help them with what they're currently doing, get them organized, give them a structure, a proven structure and model. And so that's exactly what we're doing. I guess you can call it recruiting, but I just say we're building relationships
mm-hmm.
and we're just trying to figure out where we're needed and how we can help the parents of Idaho.
And how to be a resource. I see. Okay.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about, I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that want to know more about Power to Parent. And let's talk about where they can find out more about the organization.
Yes, absolutely. So they can go to power2parent.org. It is the number two.
Mm-hmm.
So power, the number two, parent.org.
Okay.
So what you can do is you can click on chapters.
Okay.
And you can just go under Idaho. If you want to know about the history of Power to Parent, you can just look at the main page, you know, see when it was founded, take a look at the founders and who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to join, make sure you join under the Idaho chapter.
Mm-hmm.
You can join for as little as $25
mm-hmm.
per year.
Wow.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
$25 per year. What we do is all on a volunteer basis, but it isn't free. All of
right.
the work that we do,
oh, sure.
you know, it isn't free. And so that helps cover the cost so that we can come alongside you and equip you and empower you to advocate for your children.
Okay. Is this an excellent resource for grandparents as well that might have concerns?
It is for every parent, moms, dads, aunts, uncles, community leaders, even if you don't have a parent in the school district, maybe you want to partner with us because we need to work closely with our legislators and our community leaders. And so if you're a community leader, grandparent, which I'm assuming you are.
No.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe you sound young, but you mentioned grandparents.
Well,
so
I just brought it up because my parents live in Washington State. And I won't say it on the air because I'm doing some investigative research over there with what's happening in their school district. But I just thought this would be an excellent opportunity for my parents, grandparents of my nieces and nephews to get some information. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was asking. Yeah.
You know what I find, Stephanie, is that grandparents, they are on the front line mostly. Those grandparents, they know what world they want. They know the world that they don't want their grandchildren to inherit.
Yeah.
And they are, especially the baby boomers, they are out there fighting, always showing up. And so we love every parent. So it doesn't matter who you are. Or if you're a single parent dad, it doesn't matter. We love every parent. And we have shirts to prove it. We have cool dad shirts and cool mom shirts as well for them.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm just, that's really great how you reach out to all family members and community members as well that have concerns. Yes. Excellent. So one more time, it's Power, the number 2, parent, power2parent.org.
Yes, ma'am.
And how can people, do you want them to go to that website? Are they supposed to get a hold of you specifically, Kayla, or?
Yes, yes. So I, if they would like to get a hold of me, they can email me directly. And so my email right now is not working. So what I would say, I know. I have a personal email, but I'm not currently using that one for Power to Parent. Everything is going to be redirected to me. There is a organizational email on the website, but if they want to reach me and if they want to join this union here in Idaho, they just have to make sure that they join the Idaho chapter.
The Idaho chapter. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, great. Wow.
And then, one last thing. We also have our Power to Parent page. So if they want to reach me directly, they can message me directly on our Power to Parent Idaho Facebook page.
Okay. Gotcha. So on Facebook as well. Well, there you have
ma'am.
So many options. Well, Kayla, thank you for spending so much time with us. This is a terrific organization to hear about. And wow, thanks so much for sticking up for parents and organizing this for Idaho. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. And you're welcome. But thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate all of the parents and what they're doing. So hopefully we can come in and give them a little help.
Absolutely. Anytime, Kayla. You're welcome back anytime. Thanks so much. I hope you have a terrific evening.
And you as well, Stephanie. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Kayla Dunn with Power number 2 Parent. Power 2 Parent. And they are all about making sure that nothing infringes on parental rights and educating people. It's really brand new here in Idaho. It's been here a few months. So privileged to speak with Kayla Dunn, spearheading that effort. Thanks for joining on the Steph Lucas Show. We have more news coming up.